General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions, presents...
The Silver Eagle! A cry of the wild, a trail of danger, a scarlet rider of the Northwest mounted, serving justice with the swiftness of an arrow. The Silver Eagle! The untamed North, frontier of adventure and peril. The lone, mysterious North, where one man dedicated to the motto of the Canadian Northwest Mounted Police faces danger and death to bring in the lawless and maintain the right. The most famous Mountie of them all, the Silver Eagle.
The transcribed record and events dealing with our Silver Eagle case after this message.
Jenny is 10, and is she good? She's skip rope champ of the neighborhood. She's so quick because she knows she's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, she's got go power.
There she goes.
She's feeling her Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
That makes sense. Try Cheerios, the wonderful oat cereal that's shaped like a little letter O. And you'll agree. You'll like that delicious toasted oat flavor. And Cheerios is ready to eat. Just pour out a big bowlful, add good fresh milk, dig in, and start getting your go power. Because a Cheerios breakfast is full of vitamins, proteins, and minerals. And those are the good things you need to help build red blood, healthy bodies, and strong muscles. So enjoy your breakfast every day with delicious Cheerios and milk, and get that good go power. Then folks will say,
she's feeling her Cheerios.
And now, our Silver Eagle adventure, Trouble Trail. With the hoods of their parkas pushed back, two men are crouched beside a campfire just finishing their noon meal. One of them, a grizzled veteran of the snows, is a freight sled driver. The other is a young man named Dan McPhee.
Much farther to Bear's Paw?
Oh, 10 miles or so. We'll get there before dark.
What kind of a place is it?
Not much. Trading post, few shacks, that's about all.
It'll be quite a change from Montreal. Is
that where you come from?
Yes. I've been working in one of the big fur auction houses there. Now I'm out here in the Northwest Territory to learn the other end of the business.
Oh, I see. You're going to try your hand at trapping, huh?
No, I'm going to work at the company trading post.
You mean you're going to work for old Levi Haggard?
Ooh, not exactly. Levi Haggard is the factor in charge of the post. My family owns the company.
What? Folks up this way don't care for the Wilderness Trading Company.
Why not?
Levi Haggard. He's the most hated man in the whole Northwest. There ain't a trapper or an Indian in these parts who wouldn't like to cut his throat.
But why? What's he done?
It'll take an hour to answer that one. But, well, it's been a bad year for trappers. Famine year, you might call it. Pelts have been mighty scarce.
I know that.
Haggard's grubstaked most of the boys, so they're all in debt to the company. That means he's got them over a barrel. He won't hand out any more credit, and when they bring in a few skins, he pays them half of what they're worth. They have to take it and like it, or they starve.
Later that same day, Sergeant Jim West, the Silver Eagle, drove his team into Bear's Paw and drew up in front of the company trading post. An old friend of his, Doc Carter, ran out to meet him.
Oh, hold now, you huskies.
Jim West. I come to Bear's Paw once in 5 years, and who do I bump into you?
Good to see you, Doc. Are you heading for the trading post?
Yeah, I run out of coffee. Just passing through, so I thought I'd better replenish my grub box. You going inside?
Yes, I have to see Levi Haggard. He sent word to Fort Smith asking for a Mountie. Let's go in and see what's on his mind.
Sure, come on. Wonder if he's changed any. Stingiest man I ever knew. Hear tell he squeezes mosquitoes just to get the tallow out in their hides.
Oh, Silver Eagle, huh?
Hello, Levi.
You took your time about getting here.
I just got your message the day before yesterday. By the way, this is my friend, Doc Carter.
Oh, we've met before.
Yep, Haggard and me have met. You're looking haggard today, Haggard.
Keep your opinions to yourself. I don't intend to pay for them, Dr. Carter.
Why did you ask for the services of the Northwest Mounted?
I was robbed about a week ago.
A holdup?
Bet all he got was dirty hands.
A sneaking polecat broke into the post at night when I was sleeping. Noise woke me up. I got out of bed just in time to see him run out the door. I traded shots with him. One of his bullets creased my scalp, knocked me unconscious. I didn't wake up till the freight driver pulled in till after midnight. He found me lying on the floor.
How much was stolen?
Close to $1,100 in cash.
Did he crack your safe?
Safe's out of order. The dial mechanism won't work. I had the money hidden in a box under the counter.
Did you see the robber?
No, it was too dark, but I know who it was. There was a fresh snow that night. I saw his tracks outside. He had a patch on the sole of his left muckluck. And it happens I saw tracks like that the day before. They were made by a trapper who came to the post, a man named Abel Newton.
I doubt that that evidence would stand up in court unless the money were found in his possession.
There's more than that to convict him. Before he creased my scalp, one of my bullets winged him in the shoulder. He'll still be nursing that shoulder.
Well, here we are, son. This is Bear's Paw.
Just the way you described it.
That's the fur post over there.
Will you be stopping here overnight?
No, I'm going on up to Fort Smith. Cover a few more miles and camp on the trail. Howdy, boys.
I'll take my luggage off your sled.
Who's the stranger?
His name's Dan McPhee. Meet the boys, Dan.
How do you do?
My name's Jeb Finley.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Jeb, but before you shake my hand, maybe you'd better know something about me.
What's that?
Well, I've come to work at the trading post. My family owns the Wilderness Trading Company.
Am I hearing right? I've always wanted to know what a human bloodsucker looked like.
I'll take that this time, because I know you don't understand that I want to be friendly.
Friendly? You sure got a nerve using that word after the way your outfit operates. When it's a good year, you get rich on the furs we bring in. When it's a bad year, we starve.
I don't make company policy.
No, you let old man Haggard do the dirty work while you and your kind sit back and rake in the profits.
If I felt that way, I wouldn't be coming out here to learn about things firsthand.
You were asking for trouble.
I'm not asking for trouble, but I'm ready for it if it comes.
That sounds like you're daring me.
Now, take it easy, Jeb.
No man told to dare at me. I'll wipe up the ground.
I said take it easy, Jeb.
No need to fear, Bill. I think I can handle this.
No, all right, try this. Oh.
Keep your guard up, son.
I'm right home and tell your family about this.
You started this. I'm going to finish it.
All right, bring it up, you two. I said bring it up. Here.
All right, let me go.
Now, what's this all about?
We sort of lost our tempers, I guess.
How did it start, Bill?
I just brought this young fella to the village, and, well, Jeb picked an argument with him.
What's your name, mister?
Dan McPhee.
McPhee? Are you connected with the trading company?
My family owns it.
Oh, then that explains it. You started the brawl, eh, Jeb?
He was asking for it.
Mind telling me your name?
I'm Sergeant Jim West. This is my friend, Doc Carter.
Well, glad to know you. Glad you came along, Doc. It's good to know there's police in these parts.
I'm not stationed here. The trading post was robbed last week. I'm going out now to arrest the man who did it. In the meantime, there'd better be no more trouble. If anyone starts anything, I'll put him in irons as soon as I get back.
You mind if I chase along with you, Jim?
No, come along, Doc.
Howdy.
Are you Abel Newton?
That's right.
I'm Sergeant West, Northwest Mounted Police.
What can I do for you?
We'll step inside if you don't mind.
Yeah, kind of cold out here.
What's this all about?
That bulge inside your shirt. Is that caused by a bandage?
Why, yeah.
Bullet wound?
I accidentally shot myself in the shoulder when I was taking my gun down from over the fireplace.
Where are your mucklucks?
Over there in the corner. Why?
Go take a look at them, will you, Doc?
Yeah, sure. This pair over here?
That's them.
How about it?
Well, old man Haggard was right. He's got a patch on the sole of the left one.
Abel Newton, I arrest you in the name of the Queen for the robbery of the Wilderness Company trading post. Have you anything to say for yourself?
Yeah, what's the use? I don't know how you got wise to me, but you did, so...
Where's the money?
Money? What do you mean? I never took any money.
You've just confessed to the robbery.
I broke into the post. I traded shots with old man Haggard. I admit that. But I wasn't after money.
Reminds me I didn't get my coffee. What were you after?
Rubber ammunition. It was broke, and Haggard wouldn't give me credit. He knew I would have paid him back.
According to Haggard, at least $1,100 was taken from a box under the counter.
He's lying, or else he took it himself.
Don't know about you, Jim, but I think this lad's giving it to us straight.
We'll look for the money before we decide that. Keep him covered, Doc, while I go...
Reach, Manny! You too, Gramps.
Gramps?
Yeah. I just dragged you out of a fist fight. Are you coming around here looking for some more trouble?
You're not sending my pal to prison, not for robbing that crummy fur company.
Old man Haggard told him I stole a pile of cash.
I heard what they said. I was listening outside the door.
It's a lie, Jeb. Haggard's trying to frame me.
I'll take your word for it.
Don't you believe me?
What's the difference? Quit your blabbing and clear out.
Clear out?
If you're innocent, why be sent up for a crime you didn't commit? Now make a run for it. Now's your chance.
But what about you?
I'll hold them here till tomorrow morning. That ought to give you time enough.
All right, but first I got to get my park and my gun. I'll prove he framed me.
How did you happen to trail us here, Jeb?
I heard what you said back in town about going out to arrest the man who robbed the post.
You knew Abel Newton was the man?
Sure. He came to my cabin the night it happened. He was wounded. Passed out, and I patched him up.
Practicing medicine without a license. Did you hear him, Jim?
All right, I'm ready to go.
Good luck to you, Abel.
I won't forget this, Jeb. So long.
All right, you two. We got a long night ahead of us, so I reckon you may as well sit down. But I warn you, no false move.
Back to our thrilling Silver Eagle adventure in just a few seconds. But first, listen to this.
Diving Doris is 13, and she is a diving queen. She can do a flip because she knows she's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, she's got go power.
There she goes.
She's feeling her Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
That's a mighty good idea for you. Just make sure you eat a big bowl of Cheerios and milk every breakfast, and you'll get go power, too. Because a Cheerios breakfast is loaded with proteins, vitamins, and minerals, the very things that help build healthy bodies, strong bones, good red blood, and muscles. Why, they'd be the sort of breakfast you'd go for even if they didn't taste so good. And they do taste delicious. Cheerios are a real oat cereal, already cooked with a delicious toasted oat flavor. So that's for you. Swell-tasting Cheerios and milk for Go Power. Eat them every morning, and you'll hear...
She's feeling her Cheerios.
Now back to the Silver Eagle, Sergeant Jim West of the Mounties, and his stirring adventure, Trouble Trail. When young Dan McPhee arrived in Bear's Paw to take over the management of his father's trading post, he was quick to sense the high tension existing between the traders and the company. This situation was brought about by a poor trapping season and Levi Haggard's refusal to extend any more credit to the Indians or the white men who dealt with the company.
So they've come whining to you, have they?
You know what happened when I arrived here, the fight I got into? That's pretty clear evidence of how they feel toward you and the company.
I'm running a fur post, not a charity bazaar. My job is to make a profit for the directors.
But don't you see, in the long run, we'll lose. We need friends. Without them, we can't hope to stay in business and prosper.
We always have prospered. You may have a lot of newfangled ideas, but you're here to serve an apprenticeship. As long as I'm in charge of this post, we'll have the... Abel Newton.
Surprised to see me, Haggard?
Why are you pointing that gun at us?
You shut up and you won't get hurt. It's this old buzzard right here that I'm after. We've got a little score to settle. How many times I've heard the trappers say they'd like to have you in their sights. Now that's right where I've got you.
How long do you think you can hold us here, Jeb?
Until tomorrow morning.
You know, Jeb, this doesn't make sense.
It does to me.
Why should you hang for murder?
Hang for murder?
That's what I said. Why should you hang for murder just to save your friend from being convicted of robbery?
I haven't killed anyone.
You're going to have to keep me from leaving this cabin.
Hey, take it easy. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out that door.
Hey, Jim.
I'm warning you, Silver Eagle. Sit down in that chair.
Sorry, Jeb, but I'm leaving. And you'd better keep your eye on me because the second you look away, I'll draw.
I'll shoot if I have to.
Go ahead if you want to hang, but I think you... Take him,
Todd! Wait, what?
Take that gun.
Oh, you don't. Hey, let me go.
I got him, Jim. Got his sweater pulled over his head. Now twist it around tighter like this.
You're kicking me.
Push him in that chair, Doc.
Sit down.
Good work, Doc. Thanks.
What do you want to do with him now, Jim?
We'll tie him to that chair and manacle him.
You mean you're going
to
leave me here while you go after Abel?
That's right.
But you can't do that.
You've interfered with the law. You're under arrest.
But you may be gone all night, maybe a couple of days. You don't know where Abel went.
Won't take that long to run him down. In any case, we can't take you with us. Come on, Doc. Let's get busy. Night had long since fallen, but a full moon and the flashing northern lights made it easy to follow Abel's tracks in the snow. His trail led to the company trading post at Bear's Paw.
Oh! Oh, now, you huskies!
Still can't figure why Abel would come back to the fur post.
For revenge, Doc.
Remember, he claims Haggard framed him.
Well, let's go inside and see if my services are needed. Well, I'd like to collect a fee from old Haggard for doctoring. Hope he isn't dead.
So do I. Come on, we'll soon find out.
Jim, look. That ain't Haggard.
It's Dan McPhee. Take it easy. We'll have you untied in a few seconds.
You better stop gobbling like a turkey or you're going to choke on that gag.
There you are.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Do you have a knife with you, Doc?
A scalpel? Sure. Hold still while I cut these ropes.
What happened?
Oh, the man you were going to arrest came here. He tied me up and took Levi Haggard away with him. He forced him to go at the point of a gun.
Did he say where he was taking him?
No, I couldn't figure it out. He accused Levi of framing him. I think he was going to kill him.
Hurry up with those ropes, Doc.
One more incision and there. You're free, man.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, Doc. There's no time to lose.
Oh, wait till I get my parka. I'm going with you.
According to Dan, Abel Newton had about a half hour start on the Silver Eagle. But Jim West figured that half hour could spell the difference between life or death for Levi Haggard. He knew that Abel Newton was desperately trying to prove his innocence and might resort to violence to force a confession from Levi Haggard. Finally, the Silver Eagle and Dan came in sight of Haggard and Abel Newton on the banks of the frozen Slave River.
There they are!
Up with your hands, Newton!
You won't take me!
Oh, what a shot! Right out of his hand! Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Yeah. Levi's dead! He's killed him!
He's not dead, he just fainted.
Take a look at him, Doc. See if he's still breathing.
Yeah, sure.
Well, how about it?
He's still alive. I'll rub some snow on his face. That'll bring him around.
I got so scared when I gave him a count of three, he passed out.
No, I don't know
what... Stop struggling, Levi. You're all right.
Tell us what happened.
Uh-huh. Oh, you. It's you, Sergeant West. Now, that crazy fool Newton, he was trying to make me confess I took the money myself. He was threatening to kill me.
I was just trying to scare him into talking.
Do you still think Levi was trying to frame you?
I don't know what to think now. Thought he was. Now I'm not so sure. If he had the money, I reckon he would have told me.
Haggard has had plenty of chances to cheat the company, but he never has. We've always found him honest to a fault.
Levi, do you still think Newton is guilty?
Blamed if I know. If he is, he was sure putting on a good act. Don't seem like he could be guilty the way he was trying to make me confess.
Search Newton, Doc.
Hold still, Newt.
We searched his cabin. No money there.
He hasn't any cash on him, Jim.
Where does that leave us?
The money certainly didn't vanish into thin air, but... Wait a second. Levi, you said the freight driver found you unconscious?
That's right.
Was that Bill Dorcas, the driver who brought Dan up here?
Yep, that's the one. He was on his way to Chapewin at the time.
That's where he picked me up.
He could have taken it before Levi regained consciousness.
That's right, he could have.
We'd better go after him. He'll be camped for the night somewhere on the trail.
Well, you don't expect to find the money on him now, do you? The robbery happened a week ago.
Why not? His cabin's up at Fort Smith. It's not likely he'd hide the money at Chapewin.
He couldn't have. I met him when he arrived at Chapewin, and I was with him until we left, an hour later.
All right, you two go back to the post and take Newton with you. Levi, I want you to see that he doesn't escape.
Leave it to me. I'll watch him like a hawk.
Dan, go to Newton's cabin. Levi will give you directions. There's a man there named Jeb Finley. He's tied and handcuffed.
What do you want me to do?
Here's the keys to the handcuffs. Turn them loose and keep a gun on him and hold him there until I get back.
Sure thing, Sergeant.
All right, Doc, let's hit the trail. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning when we found the freight driver's camp. His dogs were staked out between two trees, and Bill himself was rolled in his sleeping bag. Wake up, Bill.
Huh. Hey, what's going on here?
Take it easy, Bill. I'm Jim West.
Silver Eagle? What in blazes are you doing here?
Crawl out of your sleeping bag. I'll have to search him.
Search me? For what?
$1,100 in stolen cash. Once again, we drew a blank. The money wasn't on Bill's sled or his person.
Yes, me, I think you're both plumb out of your mind.
$1,100's a lot of pills these days, Bill. You can't blame a Silver Eagle for searching everyone.
There is someone else who could have taken the money.
Who, Jim?
Jeb Finley.
Jeb Finley?
I'll explain later. Come on, let's go back to Bear's Paw and check up on him. Once again, we headed back to Bear's Paw. Jeb's cabin was located about a quarter of a mile from the trading post. When we got there, we went inside, lit the oil lamp, and began a thorough search.
What you climbing up there for?
Looking for a loose stone. What's more, I think I found it.
The stone or the money?
The money. There's a big wad of it.
Suffering MDs look at it, big enough wad to get you to South America.
has at least $1,000 here.
What made you suspect Jeb Finley? He wasn't at the post when the robbery happened.
No, but Abel came here immediately after the shooting to have his wound bandaged. He passed out. During the time he was unconscious, Jeb must have gone to the post. He knew that Levi had been shot, but he was unconscious, maybe dead. It was a perfect chance. And by luck, he found all this money under the counter.
Don't move! Either of you.
Jeb Finley.
Jeb Finley it is, gents, with a loaded gun and a reason to use it this time. It was mighty smart work finding the money here, Silver Eagle.
What did you do to Dan McPhee?
He fell asleep, so I took his gun and walked out. I had a hunch you'd wind up here sooner or later.
A little too late, it seems. Just one thing I don't understand.
You mean why I pulled that stunt of keeping you from arresting Abel?
That's right.
If you arrested him, he might have proved his innocence. After all, he didn't have the money. You might have come around to suspecting me, just like you did. But if he made a getaway, I was safe.
Even so, you were risking a prison sentence.
As an accessory? I doubt it. I don't think any jury would have sent me up when I gave him that sob story about Abel once saving my life.
I see. And now what happens?
I'd never be safe with a Silver Eagle hunting for me, so I reckon this is where you cash in your chips.
Drop that gun, Jeb.
McPhee! Oh,
pull through, Sergeant.
Yes, Dan. It wasn't a bad wound.
Oh, sorry I let you down. I woke up just in time to follow him. I'd have been there sooner, but I had to go to the post to get a gun.
It was my mistake for letting him take off his handcuffs.
There's a favor I'd like to ask, Sergeant.
What is it?
I wish you'd let Abel Newton go free. I won't press charges against him for breaking into the post, and I've persuaded Levi to forget the rest of it.
That'll have to be up to the inspector.
From now on, there's going to be a new company policy for both the white trappers and the Indians. And Levi Haggard will toe the line... or else. You see, the family has put me in charge.
A good decision.
When I left Montreal, I never thought I'd have to go through so much excitement and danger just to get to be manager of the post.
Hey, you should complain. Look what I went through. All I came to get was a sack of coffee.
Did you ever hear of a cereal box that sings? Well, I'm going to tell you about a special Wheaties box that practically does just that. Here, listen to a few seconds of this record.
Pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? Don't say no, here we go.
Now, wasn't that record sharp and clear? But here's an amazing thing about it. It came from the front of a special Wheaties box. That's right, there's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed right on the front of this special Wheaties box I'm talking about. All you do is take a pair of scissors and cut the record out, easy as pie. Then play it on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Pony Boy is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also On Top of Old Smokey, Glowworm, Blue Tail Fly, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and many others. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost. A real bargain in fun.
Today's story of the Great Northwest was written by James Lawrence. Jim Amici stars in the part of Jim West. Joe Bideau is played by Jacques Lester. The Silver Eagle is a copyrighted transcribed feature of Jewel Radio and Television Productions. Recording director, Robert Wilson. This is Bill O'Connor.